Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 2. When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith would not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Among the mature, however, we speak a message of wisdom, not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of the mysterious and hidden wisdom of God, which He destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Rather, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of man except his own spirit within him? So too, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. And this is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The natural man does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man judges all things, but he himself is not subject to anyone's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is God's word. In this chapter, Paul explained to the Corinthians his approach to ministry. That approach was to rely on the message of Christ, as verse 2 put it, and on the power of God's Spirit, according to verse 4. Verses 14 and 15 described the differences between those who have God's Holy Spirit and those who do not. Unbelievers, those who do not have the Spirit, cannot welcome God's truth because God's truth is spiritual by nature. Sometimes verse 14 is interpreted to mean that believers can't understand God's word. But that's not the point of the passage at all, however. The point of the verse is that an unbeliever is unable to believe, that is, to welcome, to accept the message. He can understand it, but without God's Spirit working in his life, he won't accept what God's Word teaches. We learn that from verse 14. Unbelievers may understand every fact of the gospel, or every doctrine of the Christian faith, or they may not. But either way, an unbeliever can only receive God's truth if God's Spirit is working within. And this is why our approach to unbelievers should consist of the pure gospel of Christ rather than persuasive techniques, convincing arguments, or powerful entertainment. Those might bring some genuine conversions if there's any gospel at all in them. But they will also bring many false professions. Only the Spirit of God can change a person's will so that that person will welcome Jesus Christ and put his or her faith in him. So stick to the gospel message and pray for the Holy Spirit to save those in whom he is working. This is the righteous approach to evangelism, and it honors God because it makes the salvation of people about the work of God's Spirit, not about our own persuasiveness or ingenuity. And so if you've been trying to reach someone for Christ, or you've been thinking about reaching out to someone with the gospel, by all means do so, but pray that the Holy Spirit would work in that person's life and save them. And don't let your fears about not being able to communicate perfectly keep you from speaking the gospel message. It's the gospel that the Spirit of God uses to save people. So trust the Lord in this and give the gospel message and wait for God to do what he chooses to do by his Holy Spirit. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address there to receive these devotionals for free every day in your email. The daily email will cue you to be reading God's Word every day, and my devotional will help you apply it. And this is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.